why would a party, even in South Africa, continues to protect the issues of property rights? As you know, that one of the challenges in South Africa, we want to change property relations to ensure that black people, majority of whom never participated in the economy, they don't own property. They have a possibility, including the issues of land redistribution in our own country. And we don't understand how could such a party go to Zimbabwe. I think that they go there as mercenaries to impose a particular agenda on Zimbabweans, but also to export democracy to Zimbabwe. You know that our approach as a country, but also of the ANC Youth League, is that we should not export or impose any kind of solution to the people of Zimbabwe. We must play a role of being a facilitator to ensure that the solution about the economic and social problems in Zimbabwe, people who must bring about the solutions are Zimbabweans themselves. ZANU-PF must talk to MTC. It must recognize MTC as a party and an opposition because it contests parliamentary elections and it is in parliament. So it's unfortunate that DA opportunistically, as a white party, South Africa that represents white interests, wants to go to Zimbabwe.
So you are accusing the Democratic Alliance of promoting colonial-era conditions?
Yes, that's why we call them mercenaries.
When I talked to the Democratic Alliance yesterday, the person that was going to head the delegation to Zimbabwe said they really wanted to promote the SADC principles. He said those principles are free and fair elections and an open media. What objection do you have with that?
No, they are thinking they are like sweet birds. They say they want free and fair elections. On one hand, they know that they are promoting an imperialist agenda. They speak on behalf of Britain and ensure that the issues of private capital, property relations with regard to that country, interest of white people are not tampered with. And you know that what Mugabe did was to seize farms owned by minority people in that country who are white. And DA has been opposed to that agenda. They go to that country with that agenda.
Now, as you know, Zimbabwe has been criticized by many nations and many organizations. Do you have any criticisms of the way Robert Mugabe is running his country?
We have many. We have raised them in bilateral meetings that we always have with ZANU-PF and their youth brigade. That, among other things that they must do, they must create a conducive environment for every party, including MTC, to participate in elections. Secondly, they must make sure that MTC is able to operate in Zimbabwe like any other party. And the environment allows them to do so. They allow them to hold their meetings, to address their gatherings, without seeking permission, like there is anything wrong with them convening their memberships and so on. At the moment, the environment is in some areas freely for MTC, but in some instances it's difficult for them to meet. And we say ZANU-PF and government must make sure, because it is an elected democratic government of Zimbabwe, it's not a despotic regime that does not allow any other party to participate. But it must make sure that there are democratic structures, institutions in place, which must guarantee free and fair elections.
What's wrong with outside pressure? When you think back to the days of apartheid, wasn't outside pressure useful then?
Well, if you talk about South Africa as an example, although the international community played an important role through sanctions and so on, but one of the things which I think was the main contributor to our liberation, there was an upsurge internally. So it's not that there was someone who imposed and exported any kind of political system for our liberation.
Do you believe that the elections in March will be free and fair?
I have no reason to doubt that elections will not be free and fair, but all what we are interested in now is the creation of conditions for the achievement of that objective.